Hello, everyone. Welcome to another great episode of me, your host, Payne. We have Adam here with us. How's it going, Adam?
Booyah.
It's going booyah, he says. Hell, there we go. So, we're just going to get right into it. This morning, Adam and I were chatting, and I'm sure everyone has seen it on the news now. Mr. Elon Musk is attempting to or has made an offer to purchase Twitter for a ton of money, obviously. And I was just asking Adam what his thoughts were on it. So let's kind of dive into that. Adam, what were your thoughts on that?
Well, it's, Elon recently bought, like 8-9% of stock. And he was invited to sit, have a seat on the board. And I think he just was like, it's not really worth it to deal with the culture of Twitter. So he's like, I need to take it private and just like clean house, probably, if I'm going to make this something that I actually want to do. Because, he falsely filed the paperwork that he basically wanted to buy out Twitter in the first place. So I think it's just like a diabolical set of moves that Musk has done.
But what's the reason for it?
Because, Twitter is his, he's very good at using Twitter, and he's even been admitted to saying he's used Twitter to bot his Tesla price up, So, he just sees a lot of other aspects he could use Twitter if it were more under his control, rather than trying to break down the walls and attack it from the outside.
So you're saying he wants to buy Twitter to manipulate things so he can make more money? Because that's kind of how it sounds.
I mean, that too, but Elon publicly, I think, is more trying to say that he wants to allow free speech more on Twitter rather than it be like a political tool. Because, I think that, you have to be allowed to say anything, because if you just hide stuff because of the sake it goes against the argument that you want to make, then you don't get back and forth communication. So
interesting.
You have to be able to talk about things rather than one side of the story just not being allowed through. Otherwise, people don't even know about it. You can't have the good without the bad, because if you don't know about the bad, then there's nothing you can do about it.
I think Twitter is a cesspool, and that's my thoughts on it. Personally, I think any form of social media is just a terrible cesspool of horrible things. But
yeah, Twitter's just it's just a bot network. It's like a zombie network.
Still follow better than Facebook, though.
Instructions to blow up numbers over here. I've got an angle on him. Everything at its core is a nice, wholesome, good idea, but it's really just a tool for people to spread their message or control these bot networks.
That is, that's one way to definitely look at it, and that's true. So, the other thing that we were going to talk about, though, you texted me about something that's something I'm kind of excited about because I did a little bit of research into it. Is it Alluvium? Is that the name of it?
Yeah.
So, let's talk about that. How did you discover Alluvium?
I've known about Alluvium for a couple months just from poking around and seeing what was going to be a new exciting metaverse type game play. And Alluvium seemed like one of the projects that had more gameplay footage out than other ones, though it was still kind of confusing what the gameplay was going to be like. But I recently watched some like video about just a kid who's been interested in Alluvium for a long time, and he's also like a Pokemon fan down to heart, like back to the Red and Blue days, you know.
Blue is the first one I ever played.
And there's a lot of similarities with Alluvium and Pokemon, like the three evolution stuff and how you combine stuff and the holographic type. I mean, it's basically like buying booster packs is what it's going to boil down to.
So what kind of game is it going to be?
I think at its core, there's an open world concept where you get to go catch these Alluvium. Kind of like you would go run around a Pokemon ball and catch Pokemon. I may be wrong, but I think that's what the open world concept is like. Essentially, it's like buying a booster pack, but you have to spend an hour or more grinding, catching Alluvium in an open world.
Which I think is really cool. That's actually, when I was reading, I was like, oh, that sounds really cool. My big question here is for you is, did you end up signing up for it or?
No. I mean, I tried to sign up for the beta, but I was pretty late, I think, so. But it's not really live yet. You can buy their token, like you can buy their economics, but I was just more interested in like getting my toes wet and playing a game and kind of throwing some money at it. So, and then there's like more aspects of the game where it's like more an auto battler, I think, where you kind of control your cards and then it turns into an auto battler type thing.
Okay. Yeah, that'd be really cool. And I've played plenty of auto battlers. I've always enjoyed them. So
there's more stuff too, but I really don't know that much more about it.
Well, that's like, you obviously even knew more about it than I just did. I went to their website, kind of did a brief reading of it. I gave them my email. It's like, oh, it seems like a cool project. But no, I agree. I got very large Pokemon vibes from it, and I was looking, I was like, man, this would be a really fun game. And if it's done as well as Skyweaver's done, obviously, they're going to be like different types a little bit, but if they, you know, that's how they're done, it'll be a really nice game. It'll be fleshed out. I guess time will tell, though, because we don't really have much to go off of aside from that.
Yeah. I ended up following the I can't remember his name, but following the guy that did the video, and he just recently put out a video where he thinks that it'll be about 100 play hours and maybe like $800 to get close to 150 Alluvium.
Interesting. Now, it's going to be play to earn, though. That is something I wanted to mention, too, because when I was reading it, it did say play to earn. So it's possible.
For free, yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, it's possible some free to play could do it. And, you know, I'm sure it'll be a challenge, but that's what I like about this type of a game is the fact that they're going to have that option.
And they're going to have a land sale and stuff, but it's just interesting to watch that stuff for me. Like, I don't want to buy any land. Especially not right now at this point.
And why do you say it like that?
It's just very expensive.
That is true.
It's going to be very expensive, probably.
That is very true. Well, there we go, folks. We talked about some Elon Musk. We talked about Alluvium that's coming out. I'm still working on the script for the Skyweaver video. Adam, are you still working on the script for that as well? Not necessarily the Skyweaver one, the sandbox one. Yes.
I need to get working on it a little bit more, yeah.
Well, awesome. That's what we got in the pipeline.
And then I do have one more thing, quick thing to talk about.
Oh, of course. Well, lay it on us. What do we got?
So I was thinking about how I could make a multiplayer in the sandbox.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, how we like, because you can have social instances where there's not collision and stuff, like assets with collision, because you can't put it in the same instance for players, but okay, you can have socials where that's just like, it's very restrictive. So I was thinking, like, I can potentially just make my game work by you running the game and me running the game, and we just stream it.
No, yeah, that would work.
Yeah, so just like a workaround where you could just like hide each other's screen, for example, if we were playing like a gambling game. And then be like, prove it, and you'd have to show your screen or whatever.
Yeah, that'd actually work really well.
Or like, if we were playing like chutes and ladders, for example, we just have to stand on the right spot, you know, and stream it.
I think that'd definitely be doable. That's something I think we should try.
And that's my idea to make my games work.
Oh, well, what game should we try it on first?
Well, I kind of have like a little chutes and ladders one we could do, or you could play like a stop and go game.
I think chutes and ladders would be really fun, to be honest. I haven't played, that sounds like a fun game
Have you ever
to
played it's a game where each cup you play with like 2 to 4 people and you have a cup and 5 dice and you say like there's at least 2 twos and the other person has to beat it.
play. I think I played something like that,
Like
but it's been a
water
very
space or
long
something like
time.
that.
It sounds really familiar. I just can't like put a recollection
But I
of
was
when I
trying to
would have
make a
played
game
it.
that worked like that.
Oh, it would be fun too. Like a genre like that would be kind of fun.
Well, there you
So,
go.
when do you think we can give this a shot?
Well, I have like all three of those games built already that we could try anytime.
Well, let's see if we can give that a shot this weekend and get some stuff recorded. That'd be super fun.
Sounds good.
All right, everyone. Well, it sounds like we're going to have some stuff coming your guys' ways. Thank you for your time, and we'll have a next episode for next week. Bye now.